From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jackie Lydon. Debbie Elliott is away. 5 years ago today, America launched its military response to the 9/11 attacks.
On my orders, the United States military has begun strikes against al-Qaeda terrorist training camps and military installations of the Taliban regime in Afghanistan. These carefully targeted actions are designed to disrupt the use of Afghanistan as a terrorist base of operations and to attack the military capability of the Taliban regime.
While the U.S. did topple that regime soon after, Americans and their allies now find themselves battling a resurgent Taliban that is inflicting heavier casualties. This week, NATO assumed command of nearly all the 40,000 allied troops engaged in that battle. The man in charge of the NATO mission is British General David Richards. I spoke with General Richards yesterday. He was in Kabul. General Richards, welcome to the show.
Very pleased to be here, Jackie.
Sir, I'd like to ask you this. We are hearing that Taliban fighters are now just 100 miles from Kabul, and certainly the fighting in southern Afghanistan has been fiercer and deadlier in recent months. Are the Taliban poised to retake Kabul?
Absolutely not, and I'm not deceiving myself or trying to deceive you. Their propaganda is very good, but don't fall for it. In the last 2 to 3 months, we did have to combat them very aggressively. But down in Kandahar province, we inflicted a very heavy defeat on the Taliban in a defensive position southwest of Kandahar. Now, Kandahar is traditionally the gateway to Kabul. And by decisively defeating the Taliban, I think we put off the threat not only to Kandahar, but to Kabul as well. Their weakness is demonstrated through the fact that they are having to attack through rather callous and hypocritical means, i.e. things like suicide bombers. But that is a sign of huge weakness, not a sign of military strength.
In a way, the language you're using reminds me so much of the language that commanders used in Iraq. We saw two significant suicide bombings in Kabul City, which targeted coalition troops in the last month alone. Can you tell me something about the tactics that seem to have been adopted from Iraq and the tactics that Taliban fighters have been using against your forces?
Well, the tactics are manyfold, but they're essentially those of the terrorist. They did try in Kandahar to take us on conventionally shortly after NATO assumed responsibility for the south. But as I've just said, they failed pretty conspicuously. So what's happened is, as was predicted actually, that they have reverted to terror tactics. Those tactics, just like bombing in the Second World War, failed to intimidate the people of Great Britain and indeed of Germany, are also having the same effect here. I mean, what has the Taliban got to offer? Nothing more than more misery, no education for women in particular, no reconstruction and development.
Well, one thing it occurs to me that the Taliban does have is the largest opium poppy crop in world history. This can certainly be a well-financed insurgent campaign, can it not?
I agree totally with you. Something like 60% of the economy of Afghanistan in one way or another is dependent upon poppy at the moment. So if you got rid of it all overnight, the country would collapse. So we do have to be careful in how we deal with it, but deal with it we must.
Mm-hmm. I don't want you to give away your battlefield tactics, obviously, but I'm wondering if you could give us some sense of their fighting methods. Certainly after the operation in Kandahar province, what appears to have been exposed was something that looked more like a conventional battlefield with dug-in trenches and a battlefield hospital.
This was a deliberate attempt on the part of the Taliban to defeat NATO ISAF and to set the conditions for their entry into Kandahar. They had told the people of that area that there was no way that NATO ISAF, this soft lot largely from Europe and so on, was going to defeat us. It was a totemic position for the Taliban from which, you might know, they launched their attack on Kandahar in 1994. Very good defensive position. Russian tunnels and trenches, good fields of fire, all that sort of thing. And in that respect, it was undoubtedly a high-tech brigade attack, which we succeeded 100% in. But what it did was prove to the Taliban and anyone who sympathized with them that they can't defeat us conventionally. And we knew, rather sadly, in one respect, the automatic response would be a return to asymmetric attack, use of suicide bombers, these IEDs and other sorts of devices.
Let me just, again, for the sake of discussion here, I talked to one former Special Forces officer who has spent a lot of time in Afghanistan. Now, admittedly, he was there in the spring before your offensive against the Taliban occurred. But one of his most ominous fears was that perhaps military forces would be overrun in some outpost, some place where it was undermanned, where there were not enough troops. I mean, do you think that such a possibility could occur?
Yes, but will it have a strategic effect, and will we be able to retake them when we are ready? That's the question. I mean, they are overrun already, not our military outposts, and we have had to fight very hard, in particular in Helmand, to avoid that because, you know, the Taliban were absolutely determined, partly because of the opium, that we should be turfed out. But we haven't been. Where it has happened, the odd district center has been taken by the Taliban. We've always got it back. But does such activity seriously threaten the long-term potency of the campaign? No.
I don't feel this conversation would be complete if we didn't at least mention Pakistan and the fact that the Taliban has found so much safe haven in Pakistan's border region. You've been promoted to general. Do you think that this gives you more sway with Pakistan's military? And how worried are you about the Taliban's haven in Pakistan?
Well, will it give me more sway? Probably, but actually I have very good relations with my Pakistani colleagues, and I've been to Pakistan a couple of times in my own right. So I don't think it's a huge difference, but it helps. Yes, of course, we, like they, are concerned with the threat, which President Musharraf has publicly admitted exists on both sides of the border. But again, I'm a straightforward soldier with straightforward Pakistani and Afghan colleagues. We know we've got a security problem there, which we've got to resolve. And I'm confident that over the next 3 months, and I'm going to be in Pakistan early next week to discuss this with them, we will come up with means of resolving the border area problem.
General David Richards, NATO commander in Afghanistan, thank you so much.
Thanks. Bye.
And NATO reported today that one of its soldiers was killed by a roadside bomb in southern Afghanistan. And in the northeast, unidentified gunmen killed two German journalists, a man and a woman, as they were traveling through the countryside. They were said to be working on a documentary for the German broadcasting service Deutsche Welle.